Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, joining us here on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
How do you like how your guys responded there after giving up that first one?
No, I thought our guys really compete. I thought we really grinded it out, and that's what you got to do in the playoffs. I thought our wall play was exceptional. Our puck management was exceptional, and they just continually tried to stretch and get between our layers, and I thought eventually we backed off enough where they weren't getting in between them. And because they had so much speed, and we could, we slowed it down a little bit, but it was getting really dicey for a while.
It looked like their power play was able to do some things against you guys. You didn't give up a power play goal,
you're right, Biss. You're spot on, and we got to look at some tape, and we just got to look at some tape. But I thought they had success on their entries, and I thought we took care of that in the third period a little bit. But I thought they had success on their entries, and. We got extended a few times, Risky had to make a big save.
You said you liked your wall play. I thought theirs was on the forecheck as well. Both teams' forecheck was effective early on tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we all backed off because we're blowing the zone, they're blowing the zone. I mean, it is what it is, and so it's a little different, but that's when your F3's got to be smart.
Well, you look at the score sheet and you see who's got the goals and the points for you. A lot of the people that have gotten you here, you like to see that, obviously. But I thought your fourth line had a couple of big shifts for you that, when things weren't necessarily going your way.
I agree.
They brought some high energy.
I agree. And, they didn't get the minutes they wanted, but that's going to happen sometimes in these games. And when their fourth line wasn't getting the minutes in the third period, that took minutes away from those guys. I was matching, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. But they played well. I agree with you.
Again, you put Owen Sillinger back into your lineup tonight. Thankfully, he's healthy again, but that does change the dynamic of everything else. And how much easier is it when you kind of reverted back to what things were a month ago, and it wasn't completely new?
No, it is what it is, and that's what you got to do. And He's a horse, and
he didn't look like he missed a beat.
No, he's a good hockey player, guys. You know that.
Is it possible, Tom, to have this same pace of play for 60 minutes tomorrow night?
Well, there's going to be a lot of desperation in their game, so I don't know. It's just like I said, guys, every one of these games bring on their own personality, and who knows what happens in the playoffs, so. I don't know, guys. It's a great question, and I don't want to try to solve it tonight because none of us are going to know until tomorrow at 6:07,
Hey, you've had fans in here now for a couple of weekends in a row, but this place got loud tonight.
Yeah, I heard that times I'm so wrapped up on the bench, but I did hear it. I heard it early on, and then I just got, consumed with the game, I guess is what I'm getting at, Schulte.
Well, point is, though, even – the fans of the 250 that were here tonight can appreciate the intensity.
Absolutely.
Of the playoffs.
Absolutely. No, it's dicey. I didn't look at my phone, but I had 20 or 25 text messages from all the boys that are watching on Flow. I guarantee it, So, you can cut the tension with a knife in the playoffs.
You don't know. Well, I don't have stats in front of me as to, how many teams that win game one win a series, but it sure the heck doesn't hurt, does it?
No. But no, it doesn't. But again, I don't want to look at statistical data. It's just, that stuff can just eat at you. So let's not talk about it. I don't know what it is either way. So
yeah. See you tomorrow night.
All right,
Tom.
Pal. See you, boys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight.